What is up, young adults? Thanks for tuning in today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Also, follow us at YA_PowerOfLove. And as always, thanks for tuning in.
Hey, Houston young adults, this is Miriam, and I'm honored to be able to share a quick word with you today of encouragement. I pray this blesses you, and I'm going to go ahead and jump right in. I want to tell you today, if you haven't heard, I'm sure you've heard, but I got to tell you again, all things are possible with Jesus. Amen. If you haven't come to realize that, if that hasn't been like, if that's not absolute truth to you, keep coming, keep listening, keep growing, because that's what it's all about. All things are possible with Jesus. All means all, right? So I'm going to go to Mark 9:23, and you can go there, read it on your own time, refresh yourself on this. Jesus heals the demon-possessed boy. So here's a man, I'm just going to paraphrase it. As you know, Jesus went about teaching and healing all that were oppressed by the devil. Obviously, word spread. So people were bringing all types of people, I don't know, well, we know, right? And the Bible tells us sick, demon-possessed, blind, lame, people that were being tormented by spirits. And this was the case here of a father that brought his son to be healed because the evil spirit wouldn't let the boy talk. And the evil spirit would, like, it says here that the child to foam in the mouth and grind his teeth. So he was telling, you know, Jesus, can you heal my son? Because the son was being tormented, and even goes on to say that the spirit was throwing the son, the boy, into the fire or into the water to try to kill him. And he's saying, please have mercy on us. Can you help us? You know, if you can, the man is saying as he comes to Jesus. Now, I want to stop right here, because when we come to Jesus, we got to know that Jesus is not moved by the situation. He's not moved by the tears. Yes, he sees all that. Of course, he's compassionate. But this walk, we walk by faith and not by sight. How, like, just think about that for a second if you haven't. You know, walk by faith, not by sight. Most of us listening are not blind, right? So we walk by sight. Of course, you wake up, you know. It's such a blessing to wake up, you know, and see all of God's creation. You know, it's the most wonderful thing. Stay full of gratitude. That's just a side note. But when the man comes to Jesus, he's telling him, what do you, he's saying, have mercy on us and help us if you can. But then Jesus is like, what do you mean if I can? Like, Jesus is like, hold up. Haven't you seen? Haven't you heard? Don't you know what I do? Don't you know my ministry? He's asking you right now, whatever you're believing for, what do you mean if I can? Don't you know my ministry? Don't you know me? Jesus is asking. And he says, anything is possible if a person believes. Amen. So I tell you today, whatever you're believing for, it is possible. Because Jesus is telling us this straight from the mouth of the lion, straight from the source, right? And how do we know this? Because of the word. The word tells us this. The word is Jesus. I want to go to Isaiah 40:12. The Lord has no equal. Who else has held the oceans in his hand? Who has measured off the heavens with his fingers? Who else knows the weight of the earth or has weighed the mountains on hills on a scale? Who is able to advise the Spirit of the Lord? Who knows enough to give him advice or teach him? Has the Lord ever needed anyone's advice? Does he need instruction about what is good? Did someone teach him what is right or show him the path of justice? 15, no, for all the nations of the world are but a drop in the bucket. They are nothing more than dust on the scales. He picks up the whole earth as though it were a grain of seed. All the wood in the Lebanon's forest and all the Lebanon's animals would not be enough to make a burnt offering worthy of our God. The nations of the world are worth nothing to him. In his eyes, they count for less than nothing, mere emptiness and froth. To whom can you compare God? What image can you find to resemble him? Can he be compared to an idol formed in mold, overlaid with gold and decorated with silver chains? Or if people are too poor for that, they might at least choose wood that don't decay and a skilled craftsman to carve an image that won't fall down. Haven't you heard? Don't you understand? Are you deaf of the words of God, the words he gave before the world began? Are you so ignorant? God sits above the circle of earth. The people below seem like grasshoppers to him. He spreads out the heavens like a curtain and makes his tent from them. He judges the great people of the world and brings them all to nothing. They hardly get started, barely taking root when he blows on them and they wither. The wind carries them off like chaff. To whom will you compare me? Who is my equal? Asks the Holy One. Who created all the stars? Who brings them out like an army, one after another, calling by their name? Because of his great power and incomparable strength, not a single one is missing. Have you not heard? Have you not understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all heaven and earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust the Lord will find new strength. They will soar on high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Glory to God. We serve a great God. We serve an awesome God. There's no words to describe our God. And praise God for Jesus. Praise God for our salvation, that through our salvation, God doesn't treat us like grasshoppers, though he could. But he's on our side. He wants us to come to him so we can see all things made possible in our lives. Isaiah 55 says, is anyone thirsty? Come drink. Even if you have no money, come take your choice of wine or milk. It's all free. Amen. That's what we got to do, is keep coming to him and keep receiving what he has for us, and let us not grow weary and tired of doing what is right, for in due season we shall reap our harvest. Glory to God. I bless you. I'll see you this Friday, August 25th at 7:30, Houston Young Adults at the Power of Love Church.
Thanks again for tuning in. Don't forget, you can always stay up to date with us and even message us on Instagram at YA_PowerOfLove. Thanks again, and we'll see you on the next one.